Automotive, keeping your car running smoothly, mile after mile. Visit our website, SmyrnaAutoRepair.com.
It's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. It's time to talk about Middle Tennessee Christian School sports. It's MTCS Cougar Corner, presented by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Each week, we sit down with the coaches to recap the latest games and preview what's ahead. It's time to talk about the orange and white on MTCS Cougar Corner, right here on WGNS and Big G TV. Stay tuned. The show is coming up right after this message from our sponsors.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org. Dr. Russell McKissick of Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance talks about the grassroots effort in our local schools to ensure proper care for players.
To make sure our teams are covered here locally, be there for our trainers. Yeah, it's a passion that we have to try to take care of our athletes here in town and be there just to keep everybody playing as healthy and as best they can.
From a community standpoint, one of the most important things you do at TOA, I'd guess.
Man, I think it's definitely a way to pay back to our community just to be there for them and watch some great sports too.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, live your best life.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
We're back for MTCS Cougar Corner, presented by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance and fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
And we are welcoming everyone to Cougar Corner. John Dingus, Brian Barrett's joining me here. It's going to be a double feature today.
Well, I figure when you have a guest as big and as we do here in terms of, you know, this
in
is,
terms of stature,
yeah, stature, okay. Tall, yeah, cotton.
Don't want to call him big. Like,
oh,
he's,
no, yeah. Okay. No. But I mean, this is,
so we're going to have two. He's going to have to interview with two people.
Yeah, the cream of the crop.
Well, if anybody can handle it, it's President Matt Tiller, MTCS, and we have a list of about 100 questions to ask you. Matt, and are you ready for it?
Well, I mean, clearly I can see how this whole thing is going to go. You guys have started on laying it thick this morning.
Well, we just want you relaxed.
I couldn't be any more relaxed, but all that double team. I'm honored to be with you all. Thank you for what you do for Cougar Athletics, and I'll answer as many of those 100 questions we can answer in the time that we have.
Okay, we've got a little program note, too. After we talk to Matt Tiller, we are going to have, it's a double feature.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Brennan King, the baseball coach at MTCS. So stay tuned. It's a long version of Cougar Corner today.
That's right.
I am definitely the warm-up act, man, because Coach King is doing a fantastic job. So thankful for him stepping in the gap for us this year. Our baseball squad's off to a great start. So that'll be a great session with him, I'm sure.
Well, let's start right there, because that was something that happened really quick, and a decision that you had to make. And you know, it's cool to be able to go just down the line and somebody who's already in the dugout to lead the team and do so well into the standards at MTCS.
I really am so grateful that Brennan stepped up. You know, Brennan, and he may speak to this himself, but he's got his son Caden's a senior on this team, a huge part of the success. And I know part of Brennan would have loved to have just been a dad this year, but we needed him, and he was willing to step up and lead, and Coach Carver's joined him, and several others have really rallied like our community does when we needed them to. And it's not an ideal situation when you make a change and head coach the first day of practice, but we are convinced that was the right thing for our kids, for our program, and we know God's going to bless us with a great full-time leader. I don't think that's what Brennan wants to do, but he is really doing a wonderful job helping this year be a great year for Cougar baseball. And they're fun to watch, a lot of talent on that team. They're playing hard and really off to a strong, strong start. Got a win yesterday against a really good Tullahoma team and off to a good start in the district. So, but really am grateful to just see the spirit of wanting to ensure and love on those kids and give them a great experience, and Brennan willing to do that, and we're very grateful.
It's been a really good year for MTCS in all sports, really, and I know you've been a close follower of that. I really want to start with this girls basketball team, though. What a great turnaround for them. They had some injuries last year that really hurt them. Got a new coach, and they were just a game away.
Yes. It was a unique offseason for us. We replaced both our boys and girls coach, and I'm sure we'll talk about the boys in a minute, but so proud of Coach Shayla Farrell and the job she did coming into that girls program. I mean, we might have even had some concerns about having numbers heading into this year, and she not only came in with great energy and passion, but we still had some young ladies join that team, and really with, I think, four of the five were all new starters, and to be able to put that together and have such a strong, strong season. It didn't end the way we wanted to, but there was no doubt we were one of the best teams in girls basketball in the state, and maybe at any level. We played some big-time competition. Won our first district championship in I don't know when, and that might seem like a surprise. We went to back-to-back state finals, but we didn't win district championships then because we were playing that Webb team during the regular season in our district. So that was a huge thing for us to win a district championship. And just as it happens in the postseason, it just takes one bad moment and the season ends for you. But incredibly proud of Coach Farrell. She has done a lot of coaching, but this is her first time to run a high school program. And I can't imagine she could have gotten off to a much better start. And just really excited about the future of what those young ladies are going to do. They were fun to watch. Hard-nosed, tough, really defended as much as they possibly could, and they could score the basketball. And it was a fun team to watch play. And we would have loved to watch them play just a few more games. So would they have. But only one team finishes the year happy. And we'll try to be that team in the years to come.
And you also changed coaches' boys, too.
Yes.
And they had a great turnaround.
Yeah, Coach Lawson, also a great hire for us. And brought in, just changed the culture. We were more just a much more fun team to watch play. Certainly had more success. We were not an easy out for anybody in lots of ways. Lots of good energy. And what I love about him, as well as Coach Farrell, is they're also doing it in a way that we would expect them to do it, trying to really help young people be who God's called them to be through the avenue of sports and basketball. And so I loved the way our kids competed. I loved the character they showed. I loved the integrity. You know, it's especially games like basketball, and you guys know this because you follow it all the time, the culture around those sports is really challenging, especially if you're a place trying to instill Christian values, and there's just so much ego and pride in it and emotion, and our kids really manage that well, and the boys program did as well. And I have no doubt that our best days in our boys program are ahead. I'm really excited about Coach Lawson, his family, and what he's doing with our boys.
Before we get into football, I did want to say Jason Piercy is to be commended for the job that he did getting. I hate to really say a lot of nice things about Jason Piercy, but anyway.
Compliment Jason? Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah.
Complimenting Jason? Well, that's
cool. Yeah, we haven't done that in a while, but I mean, a lot of changes, a lot of quick changes, and it's turned out so well. I mean, it's just remarkable the job he's done, and you and to everybody that to get everybody on board and get it. It's not easy keeping coaches, and you guys have done a phenomenal job.
Well, that's kind, and I'm so glad you mentioned Jason. All kidding aside, it's a tough offseason for an AD when you're trying to fill three full-time coaching spots in major programs. And Jason cares deeply about our athletes and deeply about our school, and has done a great job of managing all of that and ensuring that the people we bring in not only can coach the games, but more importantly, can love the student athletes in a way that honors God and is consistent with our mission. And I'm grateful for his good work. It's the AD job, especially the private school world, is changing drastically because athletics is changing drastically, and Jason has done well to evolve to that adjustment and continues to be a great leader for us. And I am personally very thankful for him, and I'm just trying to support him and hold his arms up while he's doing the good work God's given him to do, and he's really a strong force for us. I'm grateful for his work.
Well, I wanted to kind of piggyback on that, and we're talking to MTCS President Matt Tiller here on Cougar Corner this morning. You're seeing this a lot at even the public schools, the real need to have almost a full-time athletic director. You all made that move a bit ago, and I think you're better for it. But, I mean, it really takes someone that kind of focuses on athletics and keeps everyone, you know, in terms of paperwork that's got to be turned in and just everything that there is to do with athletics in a school. It's a pretty big operation.
It's a large, large job. And I think, I don't know how much time we have today and how much we want to go into this, but as the culture around high school athletics continues to change nationwide and also in our state, it's going to continue to be more challenging. Especially to try to accomplish what we think the purpose of athletics is in our high school sports, and some of the things from college trickle their way in. And your athletic director really has to be the front of that and the face of that. And really what goes unnoticed is how much time they spend, your AD, coaching coaches and being that resource for your coaches who are trying to navigate a difficult system. I mean, games have to be set up and all those things have to be done, but the real work is mentoring and coaching your coaches so they can be great influences to your student athletes. And that's really where Jason is leaning in heavy. And I'm grateful for that. But it's an interesting time, gentlemen, in high school athletics, and it's going to get more interesting as laws continue to change and state legislature gets involved in the TAA's work. And it's a fascinating time, and it's just we're going to be really intentional to make sure that we're still focused on developing young people, not just trying to win games.
You know, and talking about ADs, it's not only just football, basketball, and baseball, but you're talking softball, you're talking tennis, you're talking, did I say volleyball? I think that's one of them too. And you've got a great volleyball team that's been for several years. But, I mean, to keep track of all of that, and I know Jason gets help, but that's not MTCS is great for volunteers. But then you've got the Hail tournament that we only mentioned maybe once or twice in passing, but that is a month event, really.
Yeah.
So just this week, this was just last night. I left the office and I went over and watched a little bit of a tennis match. Then I popped down and watched our softball team compete. As I was doing that, I walked through the gym and we had cheerleaders working on private lessons with our cheer coach. We had a JV baseball game going on down the road, and we were heading to the school play. That is just a typical Friday or Thursday afternoon in the spring at MTCS, and the large majority of those things I just described are having to be managed by our athletic director at some level. And that's not just high school. That's high school and middle school sports. I went last Saturday and watched a fourth grade group of Cougars win the City League championship in basketball. And so it is nonstop. If you love it, you love it. And I certainly love to watch it. And I know Jason does too, but all those things require leadership and management. So you're exactly right. It is extremely, extremely time intensive and busy, but it's also rewarding.
Athletics is, for each high school, and you've got middle school too, and so, but athletics really is so important. And when you're a private school and people have choice, they look for things like that. So I know that athletics is important at MTCS, and you've kind of made it important. That's one of the great things you get to talk about with prospective students and their parents.
That's true, and we're very intentional about what those conversations look like. When we have prospective parent events, we talk very specifically about athletics, and we talk about it's our desire. If there's a scoreboard, if we're keeping score, we would like to be on the right side of the scoreboard. Otherwise, why compete? So that's really important to us, and we work hard in that regard. But there's also a commitment, a very direct commitment, that we're never going to let pursuit of winning compromise our pursuit of our Christian mission. And again, you guys are involved in this, and you know those pressures are there all the time. And we have to work very intentionally to make sure that doesn't happen for us. But no, it's important to a lot of people, and it's an important part of any community, especially a high school community. It's often been said, of course, we're in the South, so football reigns supreme, but it's often been said, I've heard principals say, if you have a good football season, you're going to have a good academic year. It's kind of interesting to think about the impact of that, and we've been very blessed with some really strong seasons. Probably, it's hard to measure this, but I'm going to guess over the last 5 years, it's probably been the best 5 years of Cougar athletics in the history of our school, and that's really exciting to think about how God's blessed us in that work.
I guess it has kind of kicked off a few years ago with the championship run that Christian made with the football team, and they've continued to build on that, and now that's an expectation. And then you have volleyball win a team championship, and you know, cheer being so competitive. I mean, you're bringing home lots of hardware here in many sports.
It's kind of a funny thing. I do not intend. Please don't hear this as being any way arrogant, but it's a true story. Jason was showing me a ring the other day, one of our championship rings, and I had to ask, well, which program is this for? and I know that sounds silly, but I mean, yeah. We've had several of those moments lately and a couple of them at the same time with trap and cheer and then volleyball this year. And so it's just kind of a fun moment when you're having success and multiple years and in multiple programs, and we know how hard that is. That is not a given. You can have great teams who do really well, do everything right, and don't get there. So you don't take any of that for granted. And what we've often said is when you have success in athletics, your platform is a little bit larger, and we want to make sure we use that platform for the right things. And that's what's been so neat about, you know, our football championship 2 or 3 years ago. That was kids that had been with us since elementary school, and it was just so neat to see them work so hard. The volleyball championship, we may talk about that later, but that's a group of kids that were there 4 years in a row and just worked and worked and worked and had adversity and injuries and other things that occurred, and it finally paid off for them, and it was so much fun to see that. But that doesn't always happen, so you celebrate it when it does, and you continue working when it doesn't. And so it's been fun to be able to celebrate. I love watching our kids compete. It's just one of the joys of what I do. And when you watch them compete, you know there's going to be wins and losses, but you still enjoy the process.
You know, Matt, you talked about how some of these teams have come to fruition, but you mentioned also it starts in that elementary, and I think Middle Tennessee Christian's done a great job of, you know, they've got football programs for the younger ones. Volleyball is the same way. Their middle school volleyball has always been really good. I know I've got a granddaughter that played against them, but it starts young there, and you not only have to have teachers, dedicated teachers and coaches, but you have dedicated volunteers.
It takes, I don't know how many volunteers. You're exactly right about that. And, you know, we talk about we don't want to have championship teams. We want to have championship programs. And a program means it's not just once every 10 years, but you're just consistently good. And I think we have built that in several areas. I think volleyball is an area where we've built a championship-winning program. People expect us to be good at girls volleyball because we have been for several years. And I'll tell you, we graduated a bunch of seniors this year. The cupboard is not empty. We will be a competitive volleyball team next year, and some new kids are going to get to step up. But you're exactly right, and that it's a neat advantage when you can start building your program in elementary school, build it through middle school, and then let it mature in high school. And we still think that's unique to us, and we like doing that. But at the same time, in this world that we're living in today, you also are going to be adding kids along the way. You got to figure out how to bring them into your community really quickly and into your culture, because we're in a world now with the new transfer rules where that's going to be a part of the reality we face too, is getting people in as freshmen in high school or whatever the case may be and getting them up to speed with who we are and making sure we're bringing in the kids that fit our culture and are excited about doing what we're doing. So, again, you're right, it's an advantage, and we hope to take advantage of it in the right way. we talk about our head coaches of our high school teams, are they lead the program. And so they set the tone, elementary on, and that's a great opportunity if you want to try to put your system in early.
One of the greatest things that I see about Middle Tennessee Christian, because I pass it, you know, every, at least every other day, you've done a lot of improvements in the building, the campus itself. But you know what inspires me more when I drive by there? I see that little playground that's out there in front before you get to the sign. To me, that's symbolic of the community and what you're doing, and those little kids are out there playing every day. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but that to me just kind of epitomizes everything Middle Tennessee Christian's doing.
We just added to that playground, and you would have thought we were taking all of our kids to Disney World every day. our Patrons Association, we probably don't ever give them a shout-out on this kind of show, but we have an unbelievably strong parent organization, and they worked through several fundraisers and saved up the monies for us to be able to add to that playground out there, and our kids just absolutely love it. There's nothing sweeter than elementary chapel. I love middle school and high school kids, but when you go down to those elementary kids and they're just pouring themselves out without any inhibition, and it's such a good thing. We do something called Alpha Omega Chapel, where at the beginning of the school year, our seniors walk in with a kindergartner.
Kind of
symbolizes that moment of beginning to the end, and they can stay connected all year, and that's such a neat thing about how you are the example these young kids are looking up to, trying to help them understand as seniors, there's people looking at you. You can be a leader. But then for some of those kindergartners, their first hero was one of our kids, somebody out wearing a Cougar uniform on the sidelines. And so that pre-K through 12, and now we've got our ELC on our main campus as well. So we're all together, three-year-olds to seniors in high school, on one campus, on one side of the street, and we get to be a part of what it feels like to have that really, truly family community that we talk about. And it is a blessing. I have to confess to you that the elementary teachers and the preschool teachers get a little leery when I come hang out with them because I have a tendency to rile up their children. I'm a little bit of the fun time guy when I show up, and so they're a little reluctant for me to spend a lot of time down there because the kids love it, but the teachers don't necessarily. But
and you get to leave.
I get to walk away. Yeah. It's almost like being a grandparent. I'm not quite there yet, but it's almost like being a grandparent. That's exactly right. I get to walk away. But no, I love our community. I love it from the three-year-old and the three-year-old parents to the seniors and the senior parents and the grandparents and just the donors and everyone that's involved. It's a wonderful community to be a part of. I have said many times that I just feel blessed to be in this role with this group of people. I've asked multiple times, can I be an honorary alum? I feel guilty that I didn't get to graduate from MTCS. I feel like I missed out on something there. But it is a great community of people.
Well, it's a beautiful campus. You've done so much building in the last number of years, upgrading of athletic facilities. I mean, we could just go on and on about the great things that are there on campus. And as we wrap up, Matt, I just want to say your coaches are A1. You know, it's not necessarily fun every Saturday morning during football season to come in after, you know, maybe you've made a trip to Johnson City, but Christian was here. And I talked to Shayla a couple of weeks ago, and that was after, you know, a disappointing loss, and it happened to be on the day that team was playing for a state championship that they lost to, a team that they split with and a big rival. But right. She was gracious to be here, and that's just a testament to – your coaches, and we appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk with them and have this show, and most of all, highlight the kids in the programs at MTCS.
Well, thank you all for doing it, and I appreciate those kind words about our coaches. It is really important that we find the right leaders of our program so they can influence our children. I feel really good about our teams and our coaching staffs and the people God's brought us to influence our young people. And I'm not surprised to hear that, but it's always good to hear the reassurance of that. You got to be people of character in the wins and people that are willing to be character in the losses. And the most important thing about what we're doing in athletics is that God be glorified. We shine a light on him, and that everything we do in those programs are fulfilling what he would have us do, and that our young people learn the lessons they need to learn. You all recognize this. You can learn as many lessons in tough moments as you do in good moments, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk with you all today. I really do appreciate what you do for high school athletics, what you do for Cougar Athletics. You all are great friends of MTCS and for everything that goes on in Murfreesboro. So thank you for your good work. We're grateful to be a part of your community and a part of your friendship. And other than all that foolishness before we got started today about big-time guests and all that thing, otherwise you guys are pretty solid.
Well, you definitely are. Matt, appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
Guys, thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
That's Matt Tiller, president of MTCS. And, you know, you thought we were done, but we've got one more guest here on Cougar Corner.
And I'm jealous you get to talk to him.
I'm telling you, I about teared up. Especially